is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, this is SB Nation AM. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM live in Atlanta, Radio Row, Super Bowl 53 coming up as we continue our coverage of the one of the biggest events in the world. But joining us right now, Chase Elliott, NASCAR driver, joins us here on Radio Row. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
And you're here with Kelly Blue Book. Talk about that.
Yeah, Kelly Blue Book, been a partner of mine for, you know, working on our fourth year together, racing in the Cup Series, and been on our car and been a big supporter, obviously. A trusted resource in the car buying industry, which bodes well with racing cars. So I appreciate their support and what they've done for me, and have enjoyed it. So, and they're also an Atlanta-based company. I'm from Georgia here as well, so just a good fit.
Talk about your last season in 2018 year. You had a lot of success in the Xfinity Series, moving up into the NASCAR Monster Energy Series. How did the season of 2018, in your mind, go?
Yeah, I thought it went all right. We certainly had its ups and downs. It's nice to grab a win and kind of get over that hump. That was a pretty big hurdle for me and our team. So nice to get over that and look forward to just trying to do it consistently. It's tough to win one of those things, much less do it often like the really good guys do. So just trying to get to where we can be amongst that group and do it consistently and try to be in the hunt more often.
All right, you won a dual race at Daytona. You've been on the pole at Daytona. So when are you going to win the Daytona 500?
Yeah, I know it. We have had a couple great shots at it and have had some really good cars down there over the past, you know, really my first 3 years. I'm not sure that we finished one yet, though, is the problem. So, you know, crashed my first year, crashed this past season, ran out of gas in 2017, so it hasn't been the greatest race to us, but it's a tough one. You know, you can do all the right things and somebody else's mistake take you out of the event. So trying to control the things that you can control and cross your fingers for the rest, and you know, frankly, you have to have some things go your way to win that one, and I think that that all starts with having a fast car and putting yourself in the right position. So we'll try to be as smart as we can and see where we wind up.
You're the son of the great Bill Elliott from Dawsonville, Georgia. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. When you were a kid growing up, you saw your dad's schedule. You saw what the kind of commitment it took to be a driver. When did you decide, you know what, I want to do that, Dad?
Yeah, I didn't really, you know, when you're a kid, you don't see a lot of that stuff, right? You see all the really cool things that he goes and does. So I think that is what sparked my interest the most, and same for anybody. I mean, anybody who wants to play football or go race or play baseball, I mean, you see the act of that event, and I think that's what spikes your interest. You know, no one does it for the not fun stuff. They do it for the fun stuff, and you realize the rest of it kind of comes along with it. So I think that's just one of those things that, you know, it's not all upside, and you have to enjoy it for what it is. I enjoy what I do, and I'm lucky to have been in the position I've been in over the past, really the course of my life. I've been pretty lucky along the way. So, I've been enjoying the ride so far, and hopefully can do it for a long time.
So did you, like, fall asleep in driver's ed class? Was it just sort of like, I know all this stuff. My dad's a race car driver, for crying out loud.
No, I mean, definitely. I probably didn't do as good on my driver's test as I could have or should have, but I still had to go and do all my, you know, requirements like everybody else did to get their driver's license, so definitely nothing special for me there, but luckily I've been racing for a number of years before I went to get my driver's license, so that certainly doesn't hurt the driving aspect on the road.
So in terms of moving up, what was the biggest difference as you climb the series? We always talk about double A to, double A, triple A baseball to the majors and college football to the NFL. The game is faster. The game is quicker. From a NASCAR perspective, the Xfinity Series to the Monster Cup Series.
It's just the competition level and really the drivers and the teams. I mean, that jump is like no other jump that you make in racing. Those guys are so good, and no, you don't realize it watching on TV. You kind of take it for granted. You see a lot of the same names do well and win, But those guys, to be able to do that and do it consistently, it is so tough, and they are so talented and have been doing it for so long. I mean, you guys that you know, win consistently right now, the majority of them have been doing it for years, and you know, they're working on many, many years in at that level. And when you have that kind of practice and you're doing it that often, you know, it's you know, definitely nice for them. But at the same time, I kind of look at it from a younger driver's perspective. You know, we have a chance to race against some of the best that has ever done it right now. And those guys aren't always going to be there and aren't always going to be doing it. So I think you have to take advantage of the time you have to run with those guys and try to establish yourself and beat them while they're still there, because some of them might not be there in 3 or 4 years, and that's going to be a shame. So you want to make the most of it while you can and try to establish it now.
I believe your father still has a track record at either Daytona or Talladega for the fastest speed of around 212 miles an hour, obviously before restrictor plates. What is your opinion of restrictor plates? Do we need them? Is it still a part of that kind of racing at those kind of tracks?
Yeah, I think he still has a record at both, actually. But it's, you know, yes, I mean, the speeds would be so out of hand at those tracks, not only for the safety of the drivers, but the safety of the people watching. You know, people are in really close proximity to the cars and whatnot, and you get going the kind of speeds you would be going without a restrictor plate, and it would be ridiculous, and don't want to see anybody get hurt racing the cars, much less watching as a spectator. You know, those folks are as innocent as it gets, you know, out there. We at least sign up to go drive, but those folks watching certainly don't need to be in a dangerous situation like that. So it might be entertaining to watch, but certainly probably not realistic nowadays.
Again, Chase Elliott joining us, NASCAR driver, and he's brought to you by Kelley Blue Book, and you can check it out at KBB.com. The expansion of this sport, I mean, I remember watching it years ago. It was a very southern region of the country, and then it started going into New Hampshire, and then it started going into Kansas, it started going into different places. And you young drivers that are in it are kind of a part of that. Being involved in it your whole life, or watching it from your dad all the way up, how surprised are you how national this thing has gone from a regional sport, even though it had national viewers, to the where almost anybody can get to a NASCAR track?
Yeah, it's really incredible to think about where it was and where it is now. You know, especially from when Dad was racing and how it was kind of growing at that point in time, and growing and growing and growing and building, and you know, to be on the level and have the stage that a lot of guys have now, and the platform that we have to reach the audience we do, is pretty incredible. So, you know, obviously owe that to the people that have paved the way for a lot of us younger guys to be driving and be racing, and you ultimately try to put on a good show for the fans.
Thoughts on the Super Bowl? Any particular like of any of the teams that are participating?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big sports fan in general. I'm not sure if it's popular opinion or not, but I'd like to see the Patriots win one more.
You might be the one only guy that's outside of the New England area that's rooting for this.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have like an NFL team that I'm just diehard about, but I like following players. I'm a big Georgia Bulldog fan, so I enjoy watching Georgia players go different places. I have two big ones.
Okay, now you gotta pause there. Todd Gurley, Sony Michel. You got to choose one, right?
It's tough. It's tough. That makes it hard on me. So. You know, obviously was a big Todd Gurley fan and loved watching Sony play, watched both of them play in person, which is really cool. But for the legacy, I feel like that I'm a big Tom Brady fan. I really appreciate how he goes about his business and the kind of professional he is. And I think a lot of people kind of overlooked that because of his success. But he really approaches things the right way in a lot of ways, and I appreciate that. And I respect that, and I think what they've done is really impressive. And I know he's probably nearing the end of his career here in the next handful of years, and I think it'd be cool to see him win one more.
Chase, great talking to you, my friend.
You too.
Chase Elliott joining us, NASCAR driver here on Radio Row. It is SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio, on in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53.